Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 7, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about TrevyPay launches payment solution with Digital River. Standard Chartered invests in the merger of Currency Fair with Assembly Payments. Blockchain payment network GoNet rolls out service to connect PSPs. Online fashion brand Jurlishi integrates QuadPay as a payment method. Afterpay to launch a live shopping event featuring sustainable brands. Flipkart, best price boosts safety and savings for small Kiranas with e-commerce offerings. Sparkass launches payment app upgrade. PaySafe Cash enables online cash donations to Verein Kinderhilfswerk. Now let's get started. TrevyPay launches payment solution with Digital River. TrevyPay, a global business-to-business payments company, has announced the launch of its payment solution with Digital River, a global provider of e-commerce, payments, marketing services. The technology will allow Digital River to further automate and develop a consumer-like purchasing experience for its B2B clients to scale their business on a global level. TrevyPay brings Digital River clients a scalable, white-labeled payment solution that offers the extension of net terms and invoicing at checkout on their e-commerce stores. With TrevyPay, B2B buyers receive a streamlined, consumer-like purchasing experience, aimed at removing the buyer friction that is typical to business buying, and cultivating buyer loyalty and repeat purchases. Standard Chartered invests in the merger of Currency Fair with Assembly Payments. Currency Fair, a cross-border payments platform, and Assembly Payments, whose platform automates payment workflows, has announced their merger because of a strategic investment by Standard Chartered. Global e-commerce sales, estimated to be almost US$26 trillion in 2018. Have further accelerated as businesses and consumers look to the digital marketplace due to COVID-19. A number of these transactions have taken place between continents and markets, resulting in cross-border digital payments becoming more complex and requiring workflows that involve many steps, systems, and interactions. Recognizing this opportunity, the new company will focus on addressing key pain points, including the fragmentation of payment ecosystems, implementing different payment ecosystems from a technical, operational, financial, and regulatory perspective, privacy and security of data, and cross-border e-commerce for multi-market and multi-currency collection requirements. Blockchain payment network GoNet rolls out service to connect PSPs. GoNet, Global Open Network, a high-speed payment network that uses blockchain, has rolled out its first service to connect payment service providers. Announced initially in 2019, GoNet was set up as a joint venture between Japan's MUFG, 80%, and technology partner Akamai. According to Ledger Insights, it is positioning itself as a domestic payment infrastructure like the big card networks. The payment network is a messaging service that complies with the iOS 8583 message standard used by Visa, MasterCard, and ATMs. The GoNet solution claims to be capable of 100,000 transactions per second. One of GoNet's key benefits is its low cost, and therefore the network is well suited for smaller payments, such as using card payments at vending machines and loyalty points, with an eye on IoT payments in the future. Hitachi is a partner on the IoT front and is exploring incorporating GoNet in its IoT platform Lumada. Online fashion brand Jurlishi integrates QuadPay as a payment method. Jurlishi, an online fashion brand, has announced the integration of QuadPay as a new payment method. According to the press release, thanks to the integration, the buy now, pay later option can be used for purchasing the company's clothes and other categories. Furthermore, the rules for benefiting from this offering are the following. QuadPay is available for all the products on Jurlishi, no matter the category. The customer can choose QuadPay as a payment option only if the order's value is over $35. Customers can only choose the 4 installments option. The 4 installments are the same, and customers should pay every 2 weeks. Customers should use a U.S. debit card to pay. The late fee depends on the seriousness of the case. It can be $5, $7, or $10. Afterpay to launch a live shopping event featuring sustainable brands. Afterpay has announced the launch of a live shopping event to help consumers build a more mindful and eco-friendly wardrobe. According to the press release, Afterpay will launch its first ever live shopping experience featuring sustainable brands that create a more circular economy with eco-friendly fashion and beauty. Therefore, starting in mid-April 2021, Afterpay will integrate a live shopping technology platform in partnership with MagicLinx, the only B Corp certified social commerce company, to inspire viewers to shop more consciously. The integrated shopping experience will live on Afterpay's site, giving shoppers the opportunity to build better, more sustainable wardrobes. Furthermore, customers will be able to shop live for their preferred eco-friendly brands and pay in 4 interest-free installments. Afterpay's live shopping integration will launch for its 13 million consumers, with plans to offer additional live shopping events in the coming months. Flipkart, best price boosts safety and savings for small Kiranas with e-commerce offerings. Flipkart has started online shopping Dimaka Month for members of its cash and carry business Best Price. According to the press release, the initiative comes to enhance savings for small retailers across the country and ensure their safety through e-commerce orders and fast doorstep delivery. Members of Best Price Cash and Carry Business can order online through the Best Price app and website and avail up to 15% savings on daily essentials as well as free delivery on orders across a wide selection of products. Online shopping Dimaka Month at Best Price has started on the 1st of April 2021 and will end on the 30th of April 2021. It will feature products across categories such as staples, personal care, home care, packaged foods and beverages, electronics and appliances, and other general merchandise across more than 100 brands. Best Price members will be able to avail of attractive offers such as cashback, coupon discounts, and additional discounts for night shoppers, apart from free delivery on online orders. Overall, Flipkart has emerged as a catalyst for inclusive growth in the country by driving digitization across Kiranas and suppliers in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Consequently, its Best Price Cash and Carry business has seen a 20x increase in e-commerce adoption from April 2020 to March 2021, signaling that Bharat is increasingly warming up to e-commerce as the preferred mode of purchase. Sparkasse launches payment app upgrade. Germany-based bank Sparkasse has announced the launch of a payment app upgrade to further develop its features towards an e-wallet. The Sparkasse Group has offered exclusively Android mobile phone users its mobile payment app since 2018. For iOS-based devices, the bank relies on Apple's own wallet. The new update aims to increase security and simplify operations. Additionally, new payment methods can now be integrated into the application more easily. The app must now be unlocked separately for payments after the app has been opened via PIN, Face ID or fingerprint and asks users to set an access PIN or alternative unlocking method. Data protection declarations and usage conditions have been adapted accordingly and must be confirmed after the update. However, nothing changes for the digital card payment process cards, meaning the customer must still simply unlock their smartphone and scan at the checkout terminal to pay. Furthermore, Any existing data in the app is automatically transferred after the updated app PIN has been set. The user interface has also been updated with a modern design with help from Sparkasse's partner software company Star Finance. New elements such as illustrations, animations, brief instructions and explanations offer users support for the functions and intend to optimize the user experience. In the future, Sparkasse plans to expand the app to include payment-related services such as value-added programs, installment loans and contactless use of ATMs. PaySafe Cash enables online cash donations to Verein Kinderhilfswerk. Austria-based children's charity Verein Kinderhilfswerk has deployed PaySafe's online cash solution. According to the press release, to make contributing as easy as possible for donors, Verein Kinderhilfswerk has partnered with payments platform PaySafe to provide a cash payment option for online donations using PaySafe Cash. Verein Kinderhilfswerk supports children and young people throughout Austria who have difficulties in the areas of mental health and emotional and social development. Socially disadvantaged children and their families are supported through counseling, therapy, diagnostics, prevention, and experiential education projects. Since 1999, Verein Kinderhilfswerk has helped many children and young people to improve their prospects for the future. Not-for-profit organizations are heavily dependent on the funds they receive, and donors being able to make payments using their preferred method plays a key role in this. Consequently, PaySafe Cash caters specifically to people who prefer to use cash in their everyday lives and do not want to share personal data such as account or credit card information online. Furthermore, donations with PaySafe Cash take a few simple steps. Go to www.kinderhilfswerk.at and select the PaySafe Cash option under Donate. Fill out the online donation form, after which you will receive a barcode, text message, email or via the wallet in the PaySafe Cash app. Use the search function to find the nearest of close to 5,000 participating retailers for payment. The barcode is scanned in store and the donation is paid in cash. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.